Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Those was big time games. Obviously, the last one that we had was a championship game, and that held us back to getting to our ultimate goal of accomplishing that mission of winning a championship. So obviously, that's in the back of our mind. That we know what we have to do as far as focus on ourselves. So at the same time, you think about those times, but you also think about the things that you know you have to do better. And so now it's just about learning from those past two games and continuing to hone down on our fundamentals, hone down on the things that we do well and execute at a high level.
How much different, they threw two different styles of offenses at you with Hilaire, running for 160 something yards, and then Mahomes. How do you prepare for what the dual threat that they can present?
I think it goes back to, what I just said as far as focusing on ourselves. Obviously, you want a game plan against the offense, but like you said, man, you got to be prepared for everything. So I think it goes back to making sure we do what we do at a high level. And that starts here at practice as far as coming out, executing, making sure guys know, what to do, making sure we're in the right position. And, it just comes down to executing at a high level defensively.
Hey, Tremaine, 2019, you guys played very well on defense, but right now, first 4 weeks, do you think this is the best Bills defense you've ever seen?
It's still early, man. It's still early. So we just continuing to work, man. I'm excited, the guys that I'm going to work with. It's just when you put the film on, man, you just see guys just playing fast, guys playing their hearts out. And that's all you can really ask for. And, we're still going to continue to do that each and every day. And we're just trying to build on things that we know we can still get better at. I think I said the other day that we're not at our peak right now, man. We still have a lot of room that we could grow. And guys are, taking responsibility in that. Even at practice, man, we're not satisfied, and we know it's still a lot of more things that we could do, a lot of more things that we can accomplish. And that's what makes me more excited, that nobody here is relaxed, nobody here is comfortable. Everybody's still trying to get better.
Who's the guy that presents more problems, Hill or Kelce?
Those both big time players. I wouldn't even put one over the other, because we know the challenges that they bring on defenses and how much that they make that offense go. So it's just about us, understanding where they at, understanding, what we have to do to, help our defense be successful out there. And I think right now coaches have a good plan going forward, and now it's just about us going out and execute.
You know how much you put on your own shoulders. I know it's only Wednesday, but if Matt Milano can't play, how much more do you put on yourself this weekend, without him there?
Yeah, the status on him, I don't think nobody knows right now. I want to have him out there. Everybody wants to have him out there, but, he has to do what's best for him at the end of the day. But like I said, it's still early, so it's kind of hard to make those, assumptions. But I just want him to get healthy, whatever way that is. If that's this week, next week, I just want him to be healthy when he comes back.
If he can't play, what strengths do you think AJ brings to the table?
Yeah, AJ is obviously, a guy that's been in the business for a long time. He's played a lot of ball. He's very smart, student of the game. And, just hearing his side of it, and, obviously he's athletic as well. So it's just now it's about going out and executing. I know he'd be excited, whatever it may be. But it's just about putting a good week of practice together and, good week of communication and just going out and execute.
Kansas faces Kansas City has to respect Hill, obviously. Yeah. He's the fastest top receiver in the league. Just how much tougher does that make it for every defense trying to stop Edwards-Helaire in the run game?
They have a lot of big pieces over there. I don't think you could just name out one guy, because there's a lot of pieces that make that offense go. So you got to kind of respect, everybody, on that side, and, be aware of where everybody's lining up at, just being aware of, how they're trying to attack you. And a lot of this stuff just goes back on how well you execute. I think they challenge you, the mental side of it, try to out-execute the defenses. So it goes back to I keep saying it, doing what we do well, man. I think that's a big key to victory.
So you talk about trying to be prepared for everything. There's obviously a lot of pieces on that Chiefs offensive side, but when it comes to Josh Gordon, there's not a lot of recent film on a guy like that. He's expected to make his debut on Sunday. How do you prepare for something like that?
Yeah, you know, we're not exactly sure how they're going to use him. Obviously, you know, he's a new guy in the system. You know, like you said, no film on him. And, I mean, honestly, you just got to be prepared for everything. I mean, that whatever we have called, execute that at a high level. And, you know, hopefully that put us in a position to make plays on him. I think as the game go along, we get a feel of how they're trying to use him and how they're trying to get him the football. So we just have to be able to make adjustments on the run.
Set the standard through 4 weeks. I mean, we can see what the potential of how good this defense could be. How important is it to keep it up against a team like Kansas City?
Yeah, I think it goes back to just doing the stuff that got us to this point. You know, not trying to do too much, but making sure that we're doing the things that got us to this point. That's fundamentals. That's playing hard. That's playing physical. You know, I think that's something that we bring into every game. You know, it's not so much focusing on the opponent, but focusing on things that we do. And making sure that we're not losing focus on that, making sure that we understand the things that got us to this point, and just continue to execute.
Jermaine, what's allowed you to have the success that you've had through these first 4 games?
I think just preparation. I think how we push each other here at practice is a big key of it. You know, guys, everybody just makes everybody better out here. And, you know, it's not just me, man. It's I got 10 other guys out there with me that's doing their job. And I think when you have that, other guys are going to be in position to make plays. And, you know, it starts at practice, man. You know, guys are flying around. Guys are honing in on their responsibilities. And, you know, we're talking as a D, and we're just bonding out here. And that put guys in position to make plays.
Jermaine, a few years into your career now, is there still a sense of accomplishment and personal pride when you get named the Defensive Player of the Week?
Yeah, I don't take it for granted, man. I don't take it for granted. Any small accomplishment in the league, man, I think you have to respect it. But, you know, I'm the type of guy, man, now I'm preparing myself for the game. I mean, you congratulate yourself for a while, but at the same time, man, you got to understand what the bigger picture is. And, you know, I don't play the game just to be, you know, Defensive Player of the Week. Obviously, we play it to win championships. So, you know, I definitely take it. You know, I congratulate myself because, you know, you gotta celebrate those small accomplishments in this league, man, a league that's so stressful. But at the same time, you got to understand, you know, what the ultimate goal is. And, you know, so I'm back to work, man. I'm working. Just trying to be the best player that I could be.
What do you get for that? You get like a crown? You get like a trophy? You get something?
Man,
what
to
do you
be
get?
Honest, I don't even know. I don't even know. I guess we'll figure out soon, but I couldn't even tell you.
I think it was in training camp we were talking about like being around a couple interceptions and it just not happening for whatever reason, like being slaughtered. What was their teammates' reaction to you getting one like that? That it went
yeah.
So well?
I mean, it was excitement, man. It was excitement. Like you said, just so many opportunities that was kind of close that just – that just didn't happen. But you gotta stay motivated, man. You just gotta understand that your time gonna come. You know, still now, man, you know, after you get one, now it's like an effect of now I need another one. You know what I mean? So that's all of our mindsets out there, man. We're just a defense, man. Everybody takes pride of taking the ball away. That changes the outcome of game. So now it's about finding ways to put ourselves in position to get more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.